You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, let's do this. I want to hear more from David Jenkins, the chief operating officer of the Browns, who had a press conference yesterday, and Jimmy Haslam had some things to say too. And we talked about that, and we'll hear more about that. But I do want to hear from you too. Let's start with Dave in Westlake. Hey, Dave, how are you?
David,
good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good
How's
morning.
Everything going?
Good. Everything's good. How are you?
You know, same old, same old. Happy it's Friday. I just want to let you guys know. Even though I said I was from Westlake, I'm actually a Lorain County resident.
Okay.
Local governments need to governments need to not tax the residents. This needs to come out of the Haslam's pocket. I don't think that we should burden the Browns move out of downtown when we're already taxed an extreme amount.
Okay. Is that just the whole point there, or do you have more to it?
Yeah, that was it. Go Browns.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Senior correspondent.
That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But it also sounds unrealistic.
Yeah, I don't have this huge problem with what the governor wants to do about taxing sports gaming. Like, if you don't want to participate in it, you don't have. Like, I'm a big fan of, if you don't want to participate in it, then don't participate. Like, there's an option for you there too to not be taxed.
I just think it's unrealistic to think there will be no tax dollars in a new sports facility for just about anybody in the state of Ohio and most anybody throughout the United States.
I think it's unrealistic to think of any, you know, major business moving into a town without having some sort of tax break, whether it's athletics or not.
Yep, that's true too.
Senior correspondent Ed, go ahead, senior correspondent Ed.
Ed.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while, so I don't want to talk AM radio style, so if you give me a second. So a couple things. Number one, $2 billion coming into the county. As Mr. Haslam heard something called the Cleveland Clinic and all the buildings that they do and all the people they hire, I think that's a counter it. And he's talking about...
Well, there's one.
They're the biggest employer in the state,
too,
right?
That's great.
Well, there you go. And how many people do they employ? And he's talking about a $2 billion investment in a one-time thing, not an ongoing thing, you know, because it's the cost of the building. I think also Daryl Ryder said that they said, well, you know, the economic impact in the other dome cities, Indianapolis, Detroit, Minneapolis, you know where that those buildings are built downtown, not in Brook Park. Then they talk about the tax and all that stuff. What happens if the revenue from these mixed-use buildings goes down? Who guarantees the tax money for that to repay that back, right? So, you know, all the...
Hang on. I want to digest this one at a time. Go back to your first point.
Well, my first point, you said that Haslam said. There's not too many $2 billion investments in the county.
That's true.
That's true. Well,
from private funds.
From private.
Well, it doesn't matter from who. Okay, private.
Well, he said private.
Yeah.
Well, the Cleveland Clinic is nonprofit. Might as well be private. They don't pay real estate tax, and they put how many buildings up as you drive down?
Yeah, it's still nonprofit, though. So, I mean, whether you want to believe whatever you want to believe, it's still nonprofit. But okay, keep going.
Do they provide jobs?
Yes.
The biggest employer in the county.
So how about we add more good stuff?
Well, we can only have one, Jeff. Just the clinic. That's it. Let's give UH a break.
UH does great.
Yeah, let's get Metro. Better hop in on that too. Okay, keep going.
It's a big piece of land which in other industrial areas they have, you know, repurposed it. Do they?
Well, that's they're trying to do.
I think it all comes back to early on in the lakefront development project. I believe the Haslams were involved in those studies. And I think in the end they said, look, we can't get enough return on the amount that we're going to invest in it. So we find our own land.
Which goes back to the point I made, Ed. You know, do you want to put something like that in downtown? Do you think enough people will come? My guess is that they think no.
Do they pretty much sell out every game at home?
No, I don't mean football. I meant everything else. I meant all the other stuff.
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, they're talking about all that stuff in the waterfront. You know, then they talk about, okay, we could have a Super Bowl, you know, Taylor Swift, NCAA. You know, there's only one Super Bowl and one Final Four a year, and there's a lot of other cities that compete for that, right?
Yeah.
So that, you know,
but as of right now, though, we can't. We have no chance to compete for any of those.
I went and saw the Rolling Stones. It was packed.
That's I'm saying you don't. Do we have a shot at a Super Bowl? Do we?
Probably not.
Probably not. But if we have a dome, do we? Yes or no?
Yeah, for one time. And then
okay, well, that's $1 billion of the economy, isn't it? I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth the chance to be able to use a building more than 15 times a year?
I've been to two Super Bowls and had to stay outside the city because our whole.
Well, guess what? If that dome was closer to your hotel, then it would have been out of the city.
And you wouldn't need a hotel. You could just drive up from Medina.
That's true.
I walked across from the convention center in Indianapolis and walked down from a hotel in Minneapolis.
And there was nothing there before they put those domes there. I mean,
that's not true.
I'm telling, like, 10 years ago, I'm trying to think the last time there was barren wasteland over there, and then they dropped RCA those things on the south side of the city.
Well, okay, it can go back to why we put the stadium there in the first place after we tore the old one down. That's a whole different issue. The thing is here,
okay, last point.
I think the bottom line is they have not seen enough return on their investment to have been downtown, so they went and got private land. And now you're getting, you know, so is the $6 a day car rental fee every day, or is just your one rental?
Yeah, I said the same thing when I read that senior correspondent. I'm with you.
It's clearly about them financing and using other people's money. If the rents go down in the so-called apartment buildings and retail and all that stuff, which, you know, go
that's
to
all private, though. That's 100% private, according to what they've been saying.
But as, according to what you said, it's supposed to be the incremental new revenue streams from those things to pay the local taxes. What if that goes down? Just like Gateway.
Well, what does
so in other words, it's business.
Yeah, it's business.
Yeah, that's the way business works. You know that.
But you have the taxpayers funding that point.
No, not they're that not, part, that, you don't. No, just the stadium. All that other stuff is supposed to be private. From everything I've read and everything that I've heard, everything outside of the stadium. Thank you, senior correspondent Ed. It's supposed to be private. Off. What'd you say?
Didn't let him sign off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man, Ed, I'm sorry. My bad. Reporting for Baskin and Phelps, he's senior correspondent Ed.
In Medina.
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here's the thing. We've had two folks who have called in and they're not very happy.
Right.
There's a, in most every case, there's a price to having pro sports in your market. There's a price to it, and the price is paid to some extent by taxpayers. If you don't want pro sports, then that's okay. Then they'll find some place who does, that does want pro sports. If you want to build a new stadium, if you have to build a new stadium, chances are taxpayers are going to pay for part of it. I mean, the beautiful baseball stadium over there is not all privately financed. The beautiful arena is not all privately financed.
We should have just stayed in the old stadium. It would have been great.
Well, I've said this forever. The place that we have on the lakefront right now is a great place to go watch a football game. You want to go watch a football game? Great. I personally... Go watch the game. You're only going to use it 12 times a year anyway. So why build a new one? Well, because they say it's, you know, not structurally as sound as it should be and blah, 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 and more revenue sources and all that. All right, we'll figure it out and make it work. Or don't have pro sports, which, you know, yeah. We do sports for a living.
All right, so senior correspondent Ed brought up this point about, well, what if other stuff doesn't happen? So David Jenkins, the chief operating officer of the Browns, said yesterday there's no reason to think the Dome can't bring in more events. Let's hear what he said.
There's other really comparable cities, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Detroit, who have demonstrated they can drive 1.5 to 2 million visitors a year with a building like this. And we see no reason, being the furthest east dome in the United States when it's built, within a half day's drive of 80 million people, that we can't drive a similar result.
But what does he mean, furthest east dome? What does that mean? Furthest north in the United States.
East.
Carrier Dome. Sorry, is he saying for an NFL?
No, that's not.
Is he talking
NFL
only? I've been told
that's a real basic building. I'm assuming he's thinking NFL or Major League Baseball.
Gotcha.
Look.
In the United States, too.
And I'm sorry.
Toronto.
I'm a person who is, I was born and raised in Summit County. I've always been south of town. This has always been my town, though. I can't wrap my head around the idea that Brook Park isn't Northeast Ohio and that it has to be in the city. I've never been able to wrap my head around that. All I know is that the Coliseum was beloved, and the Coliseum was about 15 minutes from where I grew up. It was about 4 minutes from where I went to junior high school. Didn't seem like it bothered the Miracle of Richfield and Frank Sinatra and Billy Joel numerous times. An REO Speedwagon when I sat there with Amico and Doherty and Price and Nance and Hot Rod.
How about Rush?
Everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
It didn't seem
Bill
like
Collins,
people
Genesis.
People hated the Coliseum because it wasn't in downtown. Seemed to me people went there and enjoyed things. And I think people would do the same. And this is 12 miles from downtown. For God's sake, the airport should be downtown. Oh, wait a minute. It's out here. Well, then it must not be Cleveland's airport. Oh, wait a minute. It's actually on Cleveland property. Okay, well, I don't get that personally. I don't understand it.
If that land was owned by the city of Cleveland, would we be going through all this?
Absolutely not.
You think that this is all...
Yes.
This is... But the only reason is because we've have this imaginary fence
Yes.
That says Brook Parker on the outside.
Yes.
Yes, but that means they get their tax money there.
Yes. I do think that. I could be completely off base, but I certainly think it.
Well, so people would be upset that it's away from downtown. But well, you should
okay,
be upset.
Okay.
But then if that's the case, why are, I don't hear
they
any...
They were upset about the Coliseum not being downtown.
I mean, is there any...
Which, by the way, was privately funded.
Is there any outrage about the art museum or any of the museums not being downtown? Think about how vibrant our downtown would be if those museums were closer to downtown Cleveland.
There needs to be a connection between Severance and the art museum. And,
well, there is. RTA's got that okay, health line that goes back and forth.
But
yeah.
But you just said, what if they were downtown?
We'd be like Chicago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead, it's out at University Circle, which is not actually downtown. But does that mean they're bad for our city? No, they're great for our city. I mean, it's great to go out to University Circle.
It's gorgeous.
It's really, it's a beautiful part of town. And those facilities, I was in the art museum last month. Phenomenal. We have a great art museum.
Why
our natural history museum, it's incredible. We have some great stuff. I don't consider that not part of Cleveland, do you?
No, it's because it is Cleveland.
You just go to it.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking, oops, wait a minute, I stepped out of Northeast Ohio when I go over a line to go to Brook Park. I could be
because you're looking at the airport, which you know is in Cleveland. That's why.
Yeah, I know.
It's this imaginary boundary.
I could be completely wrong. It comes down to tax dollars, I think, personally. And I understand the city wanting to fight for it. I get that.
Mr. Bibb, tear down that wall between Brook Park and Cleveland.
I get it. It's just...
So stupid. We've
had a team move out of town.
Yeah, I get that part, too.
This isn't it.
This is Thanos, right? This is inevitable. I don't know. I just don't see any other way.
You know what's inevitable?
And I also think that the city kind of pushed the Browns to want to do this even more. Because it felt like before, as senior correspondent Ed brought out, that he felt like the Browns kind of wanted to get out because they could make more money. Well, they are a business at the end of the day.
And it is a business.
Businesses are about making money. I want to own a business to lose money. Hang on. Can I buy one of those? Because I'd be damn good at those.
All I know is the Cleveland Clinic... You can go if you're visiting Dubai, you can go to the Cleveland Clinic. Oh my God,
hey,
they moved out of town.
Aren't we mad about that? Cleveland Clinic, California. What?
If you're in Florida,
Florida,
you can go
uh-oh.
To the Cleveland Clinic.
What?
Dang it, they should have just invested all of it right here.
All right, let's move forward because I want to talk about some
Thank
other
you.
Stuff. Yeah, you know what I would like to do?
Tell me, Andy.
Despite the fact where they might play. I want to find us a quarterback. Can we do that next?
Baby.
Let's do that. All right.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.